A new play about soprano Maria Callas by Terrence McNally is now on Broadway. In conjunction with the play, EMI has reissued its 3-CD set called Maria Callas at Juilliard, The Master Classes. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz attended some of those classes.
Maria Callas stopped appearing in complete operas before I ever got to see her perform. So when in the fall of 1971 it was announced that she'd be teaching a series of master classes at the Juilliard School and that the public was welcome for $5, I knew I'd have to go down to New York. I got to 2 classes. I still have the notes I took, though they're sadly skimpier than I remembered. A few years ago, EMI released a set of excerpts from these classes, which also includes Callas' own recordings of some of the arias she was working on with these students, only a few of whom went on to have substantial careers. The procedure was simple. A student came on stage and sang an aria, accompanied by pianist Eugene Cohn, while Callas listened from a stool next to a card table with her scores. Then she'd ask the student to begin again, only this time she felt free to interrupt. She commented on the subtlest issues of style and meaning. She talked about rhythm, dynamics, ornamentation, pronunciation, where to breathe, always insisting on absolute fidelity to the score. She compared singing Italian with singing French. She even offered advice about what to wear to auditions.
I hate to say it, but you should wear longer skirts or slacks. Because during daytime, it's all right, but you must remember, I'm sorry I'm bringing this up, but it is general, the public that looks at you from down there sees a little more. No, well, it's no use now. You should have thought of it before. Or slacks, because you people never remember that on stage, you are all right, but the person that looks underneath sees more. Forgive me, eh?
The most riveting session I heard, and it's included on these discs, was Callas working with a young baritone on Rigoletto's aria, Cortigiani vil razza dannata, Courtiers, you cowardly and damned race. Rigoletto, the Duke of Mantua's court jester, sings it when he discovers that his daughter has been abducted by the very nobleman he's been ridiculing mercilessly. He can barely contain his anger, even as he abjectly begs them to take pity on him. Callas tells the student to sing the notes, but to forget about his voice. Rigoletto, she says, should be a real animal that's trying to dominate himself. He hates being obliged to beg them, and since it's his own daughter, he's fiercely savage. And she demonstrates this.
Oh, you must have great expression, but... Ah, voi tutti, a mio contro, venite, tutti, contro me. You're like digging into him. He's crying, but crying, angry that he's crying. Marullo, signore. In other words, you're crying, but you hate the idea. Eh?
Callas, of course, never sang Rigoletto or any baritone part. But these few moments are electrifying. Who'd have thought the world's greatest Rigoletto would be a woman, someone remarked after the class. Callas was too serious an artist ever to do anything as bizarre as record an album of baritone arias. But I bet everyone present at Juilliard that day wished she would. Why shouldn't she be Rigoletto as easily as she became Carmen or Violetta? She obviously could identify with the way the hunchback jester had to overcome impediments of appearance and temperament. Years before, she lost over 60 pounds to transform herself from an overstuffed young prima donna into a convincing and mercurial actress. She lightened the natural weightiness of her voice to create an instrument of phenomenal technical and dramatic flexibility. She even turned her increasing vocal problems into a means of even more nuanced expression. All this while she was playing to an audience who was often more interested in the melodrama of her life than in her real artistic achievements. But these classes never turn into a showcase for herself. She never forgets that she's there to teach. She interrupts her own singing mid-phrase to make a point. And despite her obvious frustration when some of these students seem dense or unprepared, she's remarkably patient. She makes them do what she tells them over and over until they get it right. She seems resigned that they'll probably never comprehend the deepest message or mystery of her art. Yet who could blame them when it's probably something she herself never completely understood?
You have much more effect with a feeling in the voice than all that hullabaloo that goes on.
Okay.
Which I detest, and I think everybody thinks, woo, what's all this about? Sure, she, wonderful display. So what? Are you after expression or after fireworks?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Maria Callas at Juilliard, the masterclasses on EMI.